South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers here with us this morning discussing the impacts of COVID-19 on our nation's meat industry and what SCDA is doing to help connect consumers directly to local suppliers. First of all, Commissioner, how has the COVID-19 affected the plants in South Carolina? I don't believe you've had many or any shutdowns, have you?
We've not had the shutdowns that we're reading about, primarily in the Midwest. Several of our poultry processors have taken very nice precautions with testing and a little bit of screening for their employees, staff members, just to know that one person who might have contracted it somewhere hopefully doesn't come in and contract others, which we're seeing in the Midwest. So taking those precautions, hopefully they'll pay off.
Have you had any sort of slowdowns as far as the supply chains to get the food out there? Of course, the restaurants have all shut down, so that was certainly affected. What has been the overall effect of this on the supply chain?
Well, back to the restaurants, the good news is that they are able to partially open in South Carolina today. They're partially open, and we'll see how that reestablishes the food distribution. But this is pointing out something that the average consumer just may not have a full appreciation for: the complexity of the food supply system. They ask, how are our farmers doing, and how is this? Well, the farmers are the start of the food supply system. That's pretty obvious, be it produce or proteins or fruits and veg, you name it, aquaculture, seafood. But all along the way, all of the links in the chain have to be fully working for the system to operate as it does 99% of the time that the American public has become used to. Well, now we're seeing what happens when any links in those chains, in this case, the processing portion of the food supply, is interrupted by this virus. Again, no issues with the food supply itself, but the workers, the staff members there, not being able to fully staff those plants. The president used the national emergency powers available to him to say meat production is essential and let's do whatever it takes to stay open. Obviously, people's health, and those are the ones next to them, top concerns of all companies involved in the food supply system, but we have to balance it out. So I'm hoping that we've seen the worst of it. These measures of additional testing and screening and sanitation, further sanitation, have got to have an impact on the spread of the virus so that we can get back to full or close to full capacity.
Well, that's a taking a look at the supply side. What's been the case on the demand side?
Well, you see it as, you know, every night on the news, the grocery shelves can get pretty scarce during certain times of the week. Blanche tells me that. She says, don't go shopping this day or that day. And just because the supply that has been shifted from restaurants is up and down the grocery aisles. I was in a grocery store in Greenville yesterday. It looked pretty well supplied, so it's not overall, it's just those, you'll find cases of occasions of shortages, again, at certain days of the week, certain times of the month, I suppose, where people do heavy shopping. You'll see some shelves that need to be replenished, all because that demand has shifted from eating out in restaurants to eating at home, and people, I guess, reacquiring some skills to prepare food at home, which is not a bad thing.
Now with the restaurants starting to reopen, those twin supply chains that we've heard about, one going to the food service industry, the other going to restaurants, we're going to see that food supply chain for the restaurants getting back up in action. How long do you think it'll take before that fully kicks back in?
That is a great question, and it depends on the confidence that the restaurant chain can reestablish in their customer base to come in, albeit in a limited capacity environment. So that will impact the financial bottom line of our restaurants and of that marketing outlet for our farmers. So there are a lot of unknowns. Many of them start right in the mindset of those who are going to go out to the restaurants. Do they feel that all the precautions have been taken so that they and their families are safe when they take that option? I think our restaurants and have done a good job. We've worked in concert with the Restaurant and Lodging Association of South Carolina, making recommendations to Governor McMaster on the Accelerate Task Force. So I think all of those are going to pay off.
And finally, I believe SCDA has created a resource to help consumers find local meat in South Carolina. Tell us about that.
That's right. We did early on. Golly, fire seems like it's been going on for years, but I guess
Doesn't it, though? 2 months ago,
we created an addition to our website. Our website's agriculture.sc.gov, and then /coronavirus, and then further /local, and you can find where foods can be purchased outside of the grocery store environment, either direct from farmers markets, wholesalers, or some of the poultry processors have done that as well. So everyone in the food supply system chain is trying their best to keep the consumer confident in the food supply that they've become accustomed to in the United States. So that's a concerted effort from SCDA and USDA and volunteers and associations, like I mentioned, so everyone working together to see how we can get through this pandemic.
And again, that is at agriculture.sc.gov/coronavirus. Commissioner, anything you'd like to add?
Now's the time to focus on how do we balance out our health and our economic health by allowing people to get back into the marketplace. So many people have suffered through this. I think it'll be good for our confidence to see some of our economy coming back to life without seeing a spike in the number of cases across South Carolina and really across the country. So now is a critical time in the life of this state and this country, that's for sure.
That is the truth. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.